City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm Andrew. This is GBH. Opening up today's Pogo City Radio. I think, is my voice considered back yet? Do we? It's not as strong, but it's almost there.
It's getting there.
It's a lot. God damn, these last couple shows, man.
Yeah,
holy shit.
I heard
shit.
When you first got back, I was like,
damn, it only got worse from all the weed and yelling at my kids. Fucking Christ. But yeah, Andrew and Justin here hanging out on
Pogo City Radio.
Thanks for hanging out with us live, listeners. And for all you people in the podcast, you should be listening live and to the podcast. That's all we expect from you. And to like give us like your firstborn children. And so we can brainwash them into being little Pogo freaks, basically.
That's number one.
Yes, that's what we want. Yeah. We want to start them off young. Get them while they're young. Like the tobacco company. You know what I mean? That's what we're going to be like Camel. We're going to be like fucking Joe Camel over here. Hooking the young Camel. Punk kids early. You know what I mean?
Joe Camel.
I said that. The Camel was a cartoon and it was marketing, you know.
All right.
Got to get them while they're young. That's how you do it. That's how you become a billionaire. You get them while they're young.
Yeah, it seems to be working out for a lot of guys nowadays.
For Philip Morris and fucking... RJ Reynolds.
Seem to round them out. They just knock them off.
Yeah, but as you can tell, we don't. You would think we wouldn't have much to talk about, but actually, now that I think about it, there's a shit ton of shows coming up that I gotta remind you fuckers about while I pull up the official information that you can always find at Pogo City Radio on our Instagram. Why don't you guys listen to some Chaos UK coming off the first single Burning in Britain? Here's Kill Ya Baby.
Yeah.
Chaos UK, Pogo City Radio. Now, Justin, you were saying we got to remind him about this Friday show, and I totally would forgot about this Friday show.
At the Art Gallery.
So the Alt Gallery, yes, Friday, March 13th. All Ages, The Parasitics, Despised NJ, Mike and the Diamond Dogs, Sinbin, and one more to be announced. It's all going down 707 North 4th Street, Allentown, Pennsylvania, 7 p.m. And I do not see a price. I will imagine it's
$10.
It's probably like $10. So come out. See the Parasitics, Despise New Jersey, Diamond Dogs, and Sinbin this weekend. I will be there. Will you be there?
Yeah, fuck
it. We will be there. We will be there. I don't think LCJ is making this one, though.
Yeah,
maybe she is. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm definitely taking off work for it because I'm tired of these missing these Fridays.
Taking off work for it. Damn, son. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Tired of missing these Friday shows, man.
Tired of missing them. But, yeah, so come out this Friday, March 13th, Allentown. Catch
Despise, Parasitics, Diamond Dogs, and Sinbin.
There you go. We're going to get to our boys in the Despise New Jersey up next. We got a bunch of shows to tell you about. Here's their track, Mina.
Mina was alone in our teen years. Her days and nights were filled with tears. Better off online, she never got any calls. She started thinking about ending it all. Mina took a walk to the record store. Saw a tent she never seen before.
Despised NJ right there. Like I said, you can catch him this Friday right in Allentown, just like 15 minutes from Pogo HQ. That was Despised NJ. And also you can catch them May 2nd at Tim and Jade's wedding after party. That will be insane. Kind of an Ask a Punk deal. You guys can find more information on Facebook and also, there's the link in the About section of this podcast, which you'll be able to see the Despised NJ, the Unsubs from Virginia, that Dirty Bastard Gabe, the Parasitics, who will also be playing this Friday in Allentown, Stolen Wheelchairs from Philly, and of course, Mike Blanks and the Wasted Paradabs, which is Mike Blanks, Renee Wasted, Josie from the Parasitics on drums, and yours truly on bass. But yeah, also you can catch a few more of those bands August 8th. This is a all-ages show going down at the Brighton Beach, at the That's what it's called, right? Brighton Bar. Okay. At the beach. There you go. Long Branch, New Jersey. It's the Punk Beach Bash. The Nihilistics, U.S. Chaos, Despised NJ, Public Serpents, The Fullers, Doc Rotten, OC Rippers, Diamond Dogs, War Lovers, DSU. Damn. Also, this whole thing is going to be emceed by Mr. Mike Blanks.
All aboard!
So be ready to get your party on. Long Branch, New Jersey. That one's all the way in the summer, August 8th. Before that, there's another awesome show going on in Philly, and that is Cheap Sex.
Oh, hell yeah.
All the way from San Diego, Cheap Sex, Mike Virus coming out east. Battalion Zoska, who we play on here all the time. Stolen Wheelchairs, who we play on here all the time. And Fuck Sake. You guys can see a flyer for the show in the About section if you go over to pogocity.stream. I made it myself. And it is $12 pre-sale. So if you guys get the Facebook link, which you can also get in the About section of this show, you guys can buy tickets for just $12 for Cheap Sex, Battalion Zoska, Stolen Wheelchairs, and Fuck Sake. If your bitch ass has to get them at the door, they are $15. That is going down Connie's Rick Rack in Philadelphia. Also, now I can't give you the information about this, but we have had some people confirm for Philly fucking Shreds, which is that a whole weekend of debauchery that I've been telling you guys about. We were doing a couple shows in Connie's for a fundraiser for it. Now I can't tell you who's confirmed, but this shit is happening in the end of June or beginning of June, sometime in June, a whole weekend filled with shows, multiple shows happening every day all throughout Philadelphia.
So it's
you
official?
Guys will. Oh, it's official. Okay. It's fucking official. Right. I just can't say. It's literally like 10 shows.
Yeah.
And I know the lineups for some of them. And I was told I can't say who they are.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you off the mic because they're awesome. Yeah. And Justin, you're totally going to go to the show. But you didn't hear it from me. And I'm stalling. I'm trying to find the date. It is June 25th, 26th, and 27th. Hostel City, Oi, Pogo City, and a bunch of other fucking Philadelphia promoters taking over the city. That's what's going to happen. And that's all June, the end of June. So lots of awesome ass shit coming up. Why don't we play a little Cheap Sex? They're kind of the biggest band announced so far. And like I said, you can catch these guys pretty soon. It is April 18th, Connie's Rick Rack. Here's Take a Chance.
You never listen to what they gotta say. And sometimes you gotta just get away. Down at the bar on a Saturday night, teenage kicks through the night. Switchblade love, whiskey suicide. Stretch my jeans, feeling so alive. This is the way it's gotta be. And when it comes time for taking a chance, why don't you take a chance on me? This is the way it's gotta be. And when it comes time for taking a chance, why don't you take a chance on me? You're looking so good when you go by your side. The world doesn't matter to you tonight. So let's live our lives if we're living in sin. I just need you to let me in. There's no need to think about anyone else. Cause tonight, little girl, I got you all to myself. There's no need to say goodnight. You're looking so out of sight. Cause this is the way it's gonna be. And when it comes time for taking a chance, why don't you dance it on me? This is the way it's gonna be. And when it comes time for taking a chance, why don't you take a chance? Come and take a chance with me. Sometimes you gotta just get away. Down at the bar on a Saturday night, teenage kids ride through the night. Switchblade love, whiskey suicide. Stretch my jeans, feel so alive. This is the way it's gotta be. And when it comes time for taking a chance, why don't you take a chance on me? This is the way. chance? Why don't you take a chance? Come and take a chance on me.
All right, that was Cheap Sex. Catching April 18th, Connie's Rick Rack in South Philadelphia. Now, we are going to jump over and do another Philly band who is also playing that same goddamn show. Justin.
Yo.
Do you know anything about Battalion Zoska?
Not too much.
God
no.
damn it, Justin.
I don't.
All right. Well, Battalion Zoska is a band out of Philadelphia.
I do
got
know that.
Pat Society on vocals from Violent Society cranked up. Milo on drums. And they got Jonas playing bass. And I'm just stalling while I bring up their track. They're a punk band. And does anyone, quiz, does anyone know what Battalion Zoska is? Anyone? Anyone at all know what Battalion Zoska is? They were basically a Boy Scout group in Poland who successfully fought off the Nazis for like 3 weeks.
What?
They maintained like their city,
policing
it like from the Nazis. They eventually lost.
Oh, yeah.
But they this like Boy Scout troop essentially like defended their area for like 3 weeks against the Nazis.
Awesome.
So Pat's Polish. Mm-hmm. Pat thought it was a awesome band name. So why don't we get to Battalion up next? Here they are with 80s Kid. April 18th in Philly at Connie's Rick Rack. That band featuring Renee Wasted's husband to be Milo. Also Milo in this next band too, and you could catch them April 18th. Here is the Stolen Wheelchairs with Breaking Down.
If I don't think my case, not I'll end up on the ground. If anyone knew what's up, right, I'd take a look around. I'd say there's some men saying to save me from myself. Can anyone someone try to help me? Because I'm fucking breaking down. Whoa, we're breaking down. Whoa, what's right, confused, that prevents fighting with me and Chris Bell's friend. You don't even have the time to fucking touch yourself. And people wonder why, fuck you, I'm breaking down. Whoa, we're breaking down. Whoa,
I said, you can catch those last three bands there, including the Stolen Wheelchairs, who you just heard. April 18th, Connie's Rick Rack, South Philly. Let's get back over with some punk rock classics. Headed to the Exploited's first single on Secret Records, the Army Life album. Here's Crashed Out. While those mics were muted, I just got more reasons to not like NOFX. But yeah, I wouldn't imagine. I don't know. Can't tell you what we were saying, can you? Do you want to tell him?
I mean, I don't really.
Yeah, he doesn't want to tell him.
Care.
You can tell him.
What, about the book signing?
Yeah.
So my one buddy, fuck it. My one buddy went to go to NOFX's Fat Mike's book signing when he came out this his new book, I guess, 2-3 years ago. And when he went to go for his, he bought the book, and he really liked NOFX, and I guess he, I don't know if he still does, but he went to go get it signed, and fucking, he had long hair at the time, and he just goes, so and looks at him, he goes, dude, if you were seen at one of my shows in the 80s, you would have got the shit kicked out of you for looking like how you do. And he's like, looks at him, like, dude, you're a guitar
Pardon
player.
Pardon my French, yeah, but like, you're an asshole.
Your fucking guitar player has blue dreads. What are you talking?
Fake blue dreads and they're like, wearing baggy
yeah,
jeans.
Yeah, dude, write your rules, man. But, like, I thought it was fucking...
Yeah, that's some bullshit. I don't like people like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't like them. And I don't like NOFX just because of the music they play in general. But, yeah, especially if you're, like, a dick like that to your fans. Like, fuck off. Yeah. Fuck off totally. That's what I'm
saying.
Yeah,
he had long brown hair.
Fake blue dreads and they're wearing baggy
that's
jeans.
All, well, yeah.
They think they're cool. They think they're tough. But, Justin, we know better. They're just punks. Whatever. Fucking Who Writes Your Rules, LCB up next.
Yeah.
For NOFX.
Oi! They come in droves, trying to look mean. Fake blue dreads and they're wearing baggy jeans. They think they're cool, yeah, they think they're tough. But we know better, they're just fucked. The right
Brats right there. Now Justin headed the fuck out. My man's got shit to do.
Yep, later guys. Gotta
see
go ya.
To work. See ya, my man. Go to work. The working man. I actually went to a job fair today. Nice. My lazy ass trying to get a job.
Hell yeah.
My lazy ass.
You'll get it.
I will. I will. It's just see, it's discouraging because of, you know, the jacket. The jacket makes things difficult. The jacket. But yeah, I don't know. I think I'll be good. I think I'll be good. But you get to work. Should we play some Wretched Ones for you as you leave? We'll make that like your walkout song, like you just won the title belt in like WWF or some shit. You know what I mean? All right. I played Working Man last time, so I guess I'll play Dead Man Working up next. So we're gonna get to Jersey, fucking Wretched Ones, Dead Man Working up next on Pogo City Radio.
Choice. You're just another number and you got no voice. What you used to call your job is now your career. Days take by, so the weeks, months and years. And you're a dead man working, dead man working. Slacker, Lord, in a bag. Could have been a
Wretched one. Now, just to clarify to Mr. Sean Bedlam and whoever else, when I said my jacket was heavy, I did not mean.
I may have f***ed up here.
My studded jacket. I meant my record, not my actual jacket. That I can take off. And I did at the job fair today. But yeah. No, I there was things there that would hire me, I feel like. There was things there that would hire me. I got fucked, Joe, after I got hurt at work. As soon as I came back, I got laid off. Ain't that some shit? I shoot a hole in my hand, and then they lay me off. But yeah, I've kind of just been, like, stuck in a black hole for, like, I mean, I broke my foot first, you know what I'm saying? And I missed a bunch of work. And then I went back to work, and I was back for, like, 3 weeks, and I blew a hole in my hand. And then I came back, and then, but I was still under, like, doctor stuff. The day I came back with a cleared letter from the doctor, I got laid off, like, 2 hours later. Ain't that some shit? Ain't that some shit? Trapped in a black hole ever since. Why don't we get to the adolescents up next? Kids of the Black Hole.
No sound is heard from Unit 2, where there was once so much to do. It was once a green mansion, but now it's a wasteland. Our days of reckless fun are through. We'll be right back.
battle lesson. And now, last week, we had a bunch of random facts with Ebola. Now, so let's have a fun fact with Andrew. That song is actually written about Mike Ness from Social Distortion, his apartment. Now, apparently, he was older than the adolescents. Go figure. And, he was, the first one to, have his own little hole in the wall, I guess. And everybody used to party and get all fucked up in Mike Ness's apartment. And they called it a black hole, I assume, because everyone would get stuck there and fucked up. So, Kids of the Black Hole, about Mike Ness's apartment. The more you know, because knowledge is power. Not that, I'm a huge Social D fan, but, still, fun facts with Andrew Bedlam. But, why don't we get to Punks Unite to International Chaos. I want to play a couple tracks off this album, and the first one I want to play, this was a comp that came out on Charged Records, which apparently is back around now, because I see Punks Unite 4 is coming out, I believe, compilation. I did realize, I think I saw on Instagram, the Stick-Ups fucking from Denver, their Instagram said something about a Punks Unite 4 and them being on it, so that's pretty awesome. But let's go back to Punks Unite 2. The first band I want to get to is from Jersey, and they're called Blind Society. Here's Nuclear Warfare. Chris, the more screeny of the singers, was the one singing for the Oi Scouts for a while. Now, I don't know if anyone's singing for the Oi Scouts currently, and I don't have my microphone on, but I'm sure you heard me a little bit. Chris there was singing the Oi Scouts for a while. Went back when they did that little California, those couple California dates and the fucking Punks Unite thing and all that shit. And I think, didn't they play it like Fuck You, We Rule or one of them too? I don't fucking know. But yeah, that was him, one of the singers in that band there. Now, International Chaos featured bands from all over the globe. And why don't we get to one of the bands from another country? This band was from Belgium. I don't know much about them. I know they're from Belgium. I know they're called the Pleaboys. And I know the track Turnout kicks fucking ass. So here it is up next.
So much,
All right, the Pretty Boys coming out of Belgium right there. And let's get to another European band coming off this Punks Unite 2 International Chaos album. Here's United Against Society. Probably my favorite track on this pretty awesome compilation Charged Records put out. But here's Spirit of 69.
Want a people to join the skinhead nation. If we stand together, there'll be no limitation. Bring back Spirit of 69. Bring back Spirit of 69. Bring back Spirit of 69. Come on, bring it back. They say skinheads are all that is come, but that isn't true. We want them dead and gone. Bring back Spirit of 69. Bring back Spirit of 69. Bring back Spirit of 69. Come on, bring it back. All you skinheads, break the peace and quiet. Come together on the streets and start a running riot. Bring back Spirit of 69, bring back Spirit of 69, bring back Spirit of 69. Come on, bring it, bring back Spirit of 69, bring back Spirit of 69, bring back Spirit of 69. Come on, bring it, bring back Spirit of 69, bring back Spirit of 69, bring back Spirit of 69. Come on, bring it, bring.
All right, that was United Against Society right there. Now, I'm going to get to one more track off this album. Now, like I said, it's from tracks from all over the globe, but this particular band was coming from New Jersey, and we've had the singer of this band on the show a handful of times, talking about my man Frank Mayhem, and what the fuck was I going to say? For all you young bucks, this would be Small Gavin's Daddy. Small Gavin's Daddy. But, yeah, let's get to some Main Street Mayhem. And, yeah, this band, well, this song, Friday Night, would also get played by 21 Rounds, who would, set up a base pretty much right down the street from where we are right now. But that's back when we were in high school. We're talking like 15 years ago when I was in high school. Frank was an old-ass man then, so he's an even older-ass man now. Don't tell him I said that, though. But yeah, let's get to some Main Street Mayhem. Friday night is party night. Right, Main Street Mayhem right there, Friday night is Party Night. Now, yeah, kick ass, right? So go look for that album. And like I said, a fourth one is coming out. And LCJ has messaged me and says, isn't this episode 400? And I think she's wrong, though. This is either 398 or 399. I'll explain the math another time. But I had the wrong number at first. We're not quite at 400. This is either 399 or 398. Regardless, we will be together this weekend, Sean, Jess, and I, and one of the shows will be the 400th show, and that will be the big party fun show. But I'm asking them if we should do Saturday or Friday. Let's see if we can get this link up right here while we're on the air. But yeah, while you guys wait, why don't you listen to a band that you guys can catch at this year's Punk Beach Bash going down August 8th. Fuck, never mind, ADD Andrew, going down August 8th with The Spies, New Jersey, Doc Rot, and US Chaos, a bunch of others. You guys won't want to miss the OC Rippers. They just had their first show in Philly, one of the fundraisers for the Philly fucking Shreds I was telling you about earlier, June 25th, 26th, and 27th. But let's get to the OC Rippers after they play. I forgot to tell you about another show that's actually coming up soon, so stick around and hear about that. Up first, the OC Rippers. Son of a bitch, Andrew, you suck at fucking life. I swear to God. Jersey, the Brighton Bar. But way before then, almost forgot to tell you guys about this new show just announced. You can find out more information about it on Pogo City Radio's Facebook, also the Instagram, facebook.com/PogoCityRadio and at Pogo City Radio, live at the Meat Locker, May 8th. Catch Steel Toe Solution, Skeptic from Alabama, US Chaos, Damage Done, and DSU coming out of Newark. That's at the Meat Locker in Montclair, May 8th. Doors at 9, bands at 10, $10 at the door. BYO, all ages, bitches, be there or be fucking square. Got me in? All right, we're going to get to some Steel Toe up next. I think we're going to play Little Boy Blue, is it? I believe it's Little Boy Blue. The cop one. We play a lot of Wrong Side of the Pond. I love that song. We're going to change it up. Let's play Little Boy Blue. Steel Toe Solution. Catch them in April, bitches. May. Catch them in May. May 8th, bitches.
Had it for a day, waiting for a bus. Had a sorry life, so you take it out on us. Your authority, we're supposed to trust. Cover up, payments being bought. Killed another kid with a warning shot. Take away the uniform and tell me what you got.
your boy blue. Come abuse your power, misdirect your anger for a life gone sour. Boy blue, when it ain't your day off, sitting in the car waiting for the payoff with your little silver whistle, you're looking kinda fruity. Put away your pistol, let me get you off dirty. Boy blue, gonna get the jacker, better blow your whistle and call for backup. Power to the rookie, thinks he's getting bigger. Fuck his hammer cookie if he busts another nigga. Trash playing guard with his finger on the trigger. We know that you kill, we know that you rape. Thousands in our jails, but somehow you escape. No one gives a shit unless it's caught on tape. Little boy blue, how do I join your club? Be a power hungry jealous, not no scrub. Boy blue, so tough, so tough. Beat my end, makes me while my hands are cuffed. There's so many of us who refuse to be quiet, and no one says nothing till the city's in a riot. Boy blue, can't be part of your racket, working class kids and the wrong tax bracket.
Steel Toe Solution. Catch these guys at the Meat Locker in Montclair, May 8th, 9 p.m., 10 at the door. U.S. Chaos, Damage Done, Skeptic, and DSU as well. Now, we're going to be getting out of here with this next one. Thanks for hanging out for the full hour. Remember, if you missed any part of the live stream, you can go over to pogocity.stream, catch the podcast. It'll be posted probably tomorrow morning. It'll get posted. But, yeah, go follow that, and you'll always get you'll have access to all of the archives, close to 400 motherfucking episodes, hundreds and hundreds of hours, and some awesome interviews, all that shit. Just a good long ass party you are welcome to listen in on. But yeah, so we got to get out of here. Go to facebook.com/pogocityradio, hit us up on Instagram at pogocityradio. Remember to come out, see the Parasitics, Despised, Diamond Dogs, and Sinbin this Friday at the Alternative Gallery, 707 North 4th Street in Allentown. I'll be there, come say hi. We're gonna leave you guys with the Dicks. Here's No Nazi Friends.
party's over.